Good afternoon. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the 1 p.m. Central Daylight Time update on Hurricane Harvey. Harvey's an extremely dangerous hurricane. It's nearing the middle Texas coast. Right now, it's centered about 85 miles to the east-southeast of Corpus Christi, Texas, moving off toward the northwest at about 10 miles per hour. So over the next several hours, we're going to see these rain bands continue to move onshore the middle Texas coast. We have tropical storm conditions occurring now. We had a wind gust of 56 miles per hour in the last hour at the Bob Hall Pier near Corpus Christi. We expect the core of Hurricane Harvey to make landfall within the hurricane warning area in the middle Texas coast late tonight or early Saturday morning. And that's going to bring the core of those dangerous hurricane force and potentially major hurricane force winds on land in that area. After that time, we're expecting Harvey to continue to move inland over southeastern Texas through the weekend. Now, we also have a significant storm surge threat. There's a storm surge warning in effect from much of the Texas coast, from the Galveston, Bolivar Peninsula area down to north of Brownsville. We're most concerned about the area between the north entrance of the Padre Island National Seashore and Sargent, where we could see 6 to 12 feet of storm surge flooding in that area. That's life-threatening storm surge inundation. We're already seeing inundation values. That's the amount of water above ground level at the coast of 1 to 2 feet in the Corpus Christi and Port Aransas area, even with the core of the hurricane still 80 or 90 miles offshore. As we go through the weekend into the early middle portions of next week, the center of Harvey is going to meander here over the middle Texas coast and then gradually begin to move slowly east-northeastward, but still basically remain over the upper Texas coast or southwestern Louisiana all the way into Wednesday of next week. And that's going to lead to a life-threatening catastrophic rainfall event over the upper and middle Texas coast, portions of southwestern Louisiana, where we could see widespread rainfall totals of 15 to 25 inches in areas like the Houston-Galveston area, Victoria, Corpus Christi. And we could see isolated rainfall totals as high as 35 inches in those areas. And that's going to cause tremendous flooding, life-threatening flooding. So if you live in a low-lying area and you've been asked to evacuate, please do so if the conditions still allow it. Remember that water is what kills most people in hurricanes. More than half the fatalities occur in storm surge. About 70% of them are water-related in some way, shape, or form. So please take precautions during the next few hours. Conditions will continue to deteriorate through the remainder of this afternoon and tonight as the center of Harvey approaches the middle Texas coast. I'm Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the 1 p.m. Central Daylight Time update on Harvey.